Matthew Hoffman is an assistant professor and part of the research team. He says they estimate that about 10,000 metric tons are getting into the lakes every year. To put that in perspective, he says, for Lake Ontario alone,
The equivalent of 28 Olympic-sized swimming pools filled with empty plastic bottles.
Hoffman is a math guy, so he used a mathematical model that took all these factors into account, like how many people are in a coastal community and how much waste the average person makes. Then researchers had to determine how the plastic actually got from the people to the ecosystem. They also figured out how currents and wind patterns carry the plastic from city to city or state to state, or even between the U.S. and Canada. This information is useful to people like Nate Drag, water project manager for the Alliance of the Great Lakes. He helps organize beach cleanups, where volunteers collect tons of plastic waste along the shore of the lakes.
So I think in the future, we could compare those locations where they predict trash may accumulate with some data from volunteers picking up debris on the shore.
That way, he says, they could target cleanups and intercept the waste before it harms the ecosystem. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester, New York.